This is Hope Notes with Jen. Encouragement, hope, healing, and prayers.
It seems harmless when you tell yourself that you will get around to that thing you know God wants you to get around to tomorrow. And when you tomorrow it repeatedly, weeks, months, and years elapse without you having done the thing you know you should do but have opted not to. It's often the thing we do not want to do that we really need to do because God has so much to teach us through the experience. I admit I have been dragging my feet on something for 5 years that I know God wants me to do. I know it will be life-changing for me, but I also apparently enjoy making excuses that that thing will be too difficult, that I just don't feel like doing it, that I prefer my comfort zone, that I don't know anyone else being asked to do this thing. Can you relate? I wonder what's waiting on the other side of obedience and how much deeper would and could my relationship with the Lord be were I to listen to and obey the Holy Spirit's prompting. Well, Heavenly Father, it is such a privilege to spend time with you. You refresh my weary soul and your commands renew my life. You have good, not evil, planned for those who love you. Grow my love for you and your ways so I desire to walk in them. May disobedience lose all appeal, Lord, so that my life reflects you to the world. Often I want to walk in my ways because they're easier and more familiar and because I want what I want when I want it. But satisfying my fleshly desires often leaves me wanting more and further away from you. Give me eyes to see and a heart that believes you have all I could ever want. Renew my thoughts, Father, and fix them on you. I pray you will create new patterns of obedience in my life so that my default setting is to please you. What I fail to realize when I go my own way is that the more self-focused I am, the less God-focused and others-focused I become. I then lack the desire to wholeheartedly serve you the way you deserve, and I miss opportunities to love others well by listening to and encouraging them. I miss the good things you have stored up for me because I'm so consumed with satisfying my own selfish desires, which then minimizes my desire to love and help others. When Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, he was tired and hungry after 40 days of fasting. Yet he didn't cave to the enemy's offers because he had stored up for him, because he had stored up your word in his heart. Help me to be diligent in doing the same so that when I'm tempted, I can stand on your word. Joy and peace, strength and knowledge, and a deeper relationship with you are just some of the blessings you provide through obedience. And Jesus says, if you love me, you will keep my commands. Help me to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, and everything else will fall into place. I love you, Lord, my strength, and I thank you for hearing me and giving me hope that change is possible through your Son. And it's in his name that I pray and praise you for showing me mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.
This has been Hope Notes with Jen, a Hope on Demand original podcast. And you can hear more podcasts, watch videos, and read blogs and devotions that we hope will strengthen your faith on the Hope on Demand app or at hopeondemand.com.